From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Bram Sable-Smith. Last summer, a hack on community health systems affected hospitals in Moberly and Kirksville. And this past February, a data breach on Anthem Health Insurance Company impacted almost one-third of the state. These events and others like it raised the question, just how secure is your medical data? KBIA's Hope Kerwin spoke with healthcare experts about how the medical community protects a consumer's most private information.
Think about the information your doctor's office or health insurance provider collects about you. Your address, birthday, social security number. But also your medical history, current conditions, even information about your insurance policy.
Electronic healthcare records now contain a lot of that same information at a much granular level. So would you be wanting to use that data to get information about a group of patients that then you could start sending, you know, spam letters to or, you know, other phishing?
Dr. Tom Selva is the Chief Medical Information Officer for the University of Missouri Health System. He says patients' concerns about their personal data are justified. But as different industries use more information from consumers, people worry less about their data.
The banking industry has made you feel more comfortable banking online. Starbucks has made you feel more comfortable just holding up your phone and you've had a direct withdrawal. So we're getting more comfortable with that, knowing that data intrusions will occur. But at the same time, you have to trust the companies managing that data, that their whole reputation is based upon do they keep it secure or not.
Healthcare data is, compared to the security for a lot of things, extremely secure.
Dr. Patricia Olafari is the Director of Applied Health Informatics at the University of Missouri. She says consumers might feel like there are more data breaches in the healthcare field because hospitals and insurance companies are required to disclose them. Federal law requires providers and insurance companies to notify a patient if their information has been breached. If the breach affects more than 500 people, they have to directly notify the public and the media. Because of these harsh consequences, Alafrit says the healthcare community is focused on security.
The focus shifts sometimes to meet a particular threat. You know, sometimes it feels like you're kind of plugging the holes in the dike because there's a specific virus, there's a specific hacking attempt. But overall, I think the level of concern is pretty high.
And as we create more and more data about ourselves, Selva says data security will continue to be an important issue.
It's no different than prior to 9/11. We all thought we were safe on airplanes. After 9/11, well, we had to amp up security, but now it's something we live with. Sometimes we complain about it, but the reality is we've learned to make it as easy as possible to get through the airport to the airplane. So I think it's similar in that as we digitize data, we are going to know that you never want to get complacent. It's the job of the people who provide that service to make sure you feel secure.
From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, with Hope Kerwin, I'm Bram Sable-Smith. Thanks for listening.